This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, inshallah ta'ala, I'd like to share with you a beautiful gift. A gift that perhaps not many of us are aware of. Something that if you did in your salah, all your sins can be forgiven. Can you imagine the peace, the tranquility that you will gain as a result of knowing, just knowing that if you did one thing, very simple dua, that if you did it during your salah, all your sins will be forgiven, inshallah ta'ala. Something other than al-fatiha? Yes. Something other than making dua during sujood? Yes. What is that? A dua that if you recited it after at-tashahud and before taslim, before ending the prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 3 times your sins will be forgiven. It is a story where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid and he saw a man sitting, apparently in the last rak'ah during at-tashahud, at-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. And before making the taslim, before ending the prayer, he made the beautiful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ya Allah, bi'annaka anta al-wahidu al-ahad, as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, an taghfira li dhunubi innaka anta al-ghafuru al-rahim. The man said, I ask you, ya Allah, and I confirm and I admit that you are the one and only, the absolute and the eternal, who begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is none equivalent to him, to forgive me my sins. Forgive me my sins. Indeed, you are the most forgiven, most merciful. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it 3 times. Qad ghafara Allahu lah, qad ghafara Allahu lah, qad ghafara Allahu lah. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven him. And he said this 3 times. In Arabic, if a past tense verb like ghafara, he had forgiven him, came after the word qad, which means indeed, it indicates certainty, which means Allah surely had forgiven the sins of such a person. So let us practice that beautiful dua together, inshallah ta'ala, in Ramadan and beyond, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive all our sins, so that we may attain peace in this dunya and in the next. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.